Hello and welcome to the Super Professor Podcast. You're listening to Clemens Kunkel, a.k.a. Super Professor. And today's podcast is about the alternative universe that Donald J. Trump wants us to live in. I don't live in that. He wants us to live in it, but I don't live in it. His Trumpers live in it. I don't live in it. Now, you got Trumpy saying, let's go with, Kellyanne Conway wanted us to go with alternative facts, not facts. Now think about this. Was it months and months ago, Trump said ISIS was defeated? Now just think about this. And then generals came out and said, no, it's not true. ISIS is not defeated. Now we got ISIS coming back because Trump pulled them out, our soldiers out. So now ISIS is getting stronger than they ever were. Now, when Trump says we have a space force, now here's another alternative thing, the space force. Do you know that there's an international law that we don't put missiles in space, but Trump is saying, oh, we're going to have a space force. You can't. It's an international law. No country puts missiles in space. Now, just think about that. Now, here's another thing. We had the Mueller report that proved Trump worked with Russia, but the Republicans didn't read it. And Trump obstructed trying to get the information. Stopping, firing people. Don't look into Trump. Trump has always cheated his entire life. How do we know that? Geez, look at his past. He's filed bankruptcy 7 times. You can't see Trump's report cards. You can't see his grades. You just go by what he says. He's a stable genius. Just never proved he's a genius. He's in superior condition, and he's got no condition. But people believe he's in superior condition. Now, here's the other thing. You got the Trumpy bear that Trump's all, you know, we got to bring jobs back to America. But Trump has his Trumpy bear made in China. I guess it's made with love. There's the alternative world that Trump wants us to live in. He can do stuff because he says he's not doing it, but he is doing it. Ivanka got 12 new patents from China. But, we don't want to do business with China. Only Trumpers can do business with China. Let's go with more alternative facts. How about Donald J. Trump saying he's the chosen one? Did you guys see the video? He looks up to the heavens, to the stars, and goes, I'm the chosen one. He looks back down. Do you understand that this child is saying that God chose him? A guy that walks in on children changing clothes and brags on it on Howard Stern Radio. So the alternative world, we're supposed to believe God put a peeping Tom in office and chose Trump to be a peeping Tom. Do you believe this? This is alternative facts that Trump wants us to buy. He's on Howard Stern Radio bragging that he could walk in on children changing clothes at his beauty pageant because he owns it. Isn't that so nice? Ay. How about another one? Alternative fact. How about Trumpy Bear saying, God, stop there. This child started lying at get-go. He's a Pinocchio. At get-go, God stopped the rain at his inauguration. God stopped it. Now think about this. The guy sucks in business, insults every human being on the planet, except, I got to correct myself, except for Vladimir Putin from Russia that murders people and has been a dictator for 17 years. Now, think about that in a logical sense. Trump has never, ever, ever, ever once insulted a murdering dictator. Just think about that. But we're supposed to go by alternative facts. What was the alternative fact? Oh, that's right. The Mueller report said that Putin messed with our election. And Trump says, no, Putin told me he didn't do it. Now, here's the thing. We know Ukraine Trump did a, what do you call it? He stopped funding going to Ukraine. Money. Millions of dollars to help them. Now think about it. And Trump says, no, I'm not going to send you aid, not unless you help me first. But the aid was already supposed to be gone. So quick pro, what do you call it? A quick pro, how do you pronunciate that? No quick. Oh boy, I'm going to have to Google that. Anyway, he wanted something before he would do anything for him. Now think about this. He admitted to it. Now think about the Saudis that murdered a reporter at a consulate, saw them up. Now think about this further. Putin helped Trump, but Trump said he didn't. But then Trump had, was it four private meetings with Putin? And Trump took the stenographer that did the dictating, took those paperwork and took it away from him. So it's Trump's word against the stenographer now. But we can't talk to the stenographer. It's private. The president said it, so it's top secret. Yeah, now, this is the alternative world that Trump wants me to live in. He didn't have a pro bono with Putin. Yes, he did. We just don't know what it is yet. Yes, he did with Ukraine, too, but he didn't get, who is that guy that's went to jail? Three people got arrested on Rudy Giuliani's side. So now Rudy Giuliani is under investigation. And three of his people that work for Rudy is arrested. And their connection is tied to a Russian oligarch. No ties with Russia. The alternative world that Trump wants me to keep living in. The Mueller report shows over 100 ties with Russia. Over 100. How many people have went to jail ties with Russia now? Absolutely, Trump got something from Putin for messing with our election. Oh, Putin, can you give me these 30,000 emails? And 24 hours later, Putin did it. But Trump said Putin didn't mess with us. That's a lie. It's in the Mueller report how much he messed with us. I got the Mueller report. It's only 448 pages. But don't go by me. Just get the dang Mueller report. Read it. It's only 1,000 redactions in it, though. That means more shoes are going to drop. Now, here's another alternative universe that Trump wants me to live in. He has no ties. That's what it was. Trump did not put children in dog cages. Obama did it. Now, Obama was in power for 8 years, and Trump is saying Obama put children in dog cages and Trump stopped it, but Trump is reactivating it. That's all a lie. Obama didn't do it. Trump did it. And the Republicans allowed it. Because if Obama would have done that, the Republicans would have been screaming and it would have been all over the news. But no, it wasn't. Oh, that's right. Fake news. It's an alternative universe that Donald J. Trump lives in. We're supposed to live in his alternative universe. Whatever he says, he's the chosen one. God chose me. I can say anything. I am untouchable. I'm God. He's not God. He's a buffoon. Donald J. Trump is a cowardly person. He's a scaredy cat. You know who he attacks? Children. Defenseless children. He makes himself feel powerful. Women. He walks in on girls changing clothes. He insults women. How about the 17 sexual lawsuits that Trump had before he became in office? The judge scooted it until Trump had more power, and not one of those have went to court yet. Because Trump is fighting it. He's in power. Trump has way too much power. And now we get to see all the greedy people. Trump working for free. There's another alternative universe, Trump working for free. Look at all the billionaires made all that money.
with their tax cut.
Why did Trump give millionaires and billionaires a tax cut? Why did Amazon get $125 million back? They paid zero. I think it's federal tax. They paid zero. Now just think about that. The alternative universe that Trump wants us to live in, but I don't live there. He lives there. I'm not going to live there. Trumpers live there. I'm not going to live there. We have people that Trump won't even let people speak to the House. Oh, no, because he's going to be impeached. No, you can't talk. Don't talk. Nobody can talk. You can't talk. No, you can't see my report card. No, you can't see my taxes. No, I'll give you my taxes. Here's the alternative universe. I'll give you my taxes. I'm being audited. But trust me. Believe me. I'm being audited. You can believe me. Trust me. He's not being audited. Never was being audited. He's just lying. He gets to lie 24/7, and Trumpers buy the lie. Why? You know why? Because they lie. And lying is okay to them. Yeah, he may lie more than me, but everybody does it. When they say everybody does it, means they do it. Everybody doesn't lie. It's wrong. It's like they didn't have a parent that was decent. Everybody walks in on children changing clothes. Everybody does it. That's because they do it. That's their alternative world that they want us to live in. I don't live in their alternative world. How about building the wall to keep the immigrants out? That's the funny one. Melania is an immigrant. She got here illegally. She got an illegal Einstein visa. That woman cannot speak seven languages. She can barely speak English. Why is the alternative universe, Trumpers think it's like, oh, everybody's that. No, Trump is white. No, he's not white. He's stupid and weak and a balloon boy. You look at Trump's people, they're all fat people. They're all balloon people. They don't have any knowledge about man-made climate change because you know why? Because they're not smart enough to understand science. And they're too lazy to go work out. They're fat, lazy people. That's the reason they're so big. They're lazy, 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 stupid people. They can't read a book. That's the reason the Republicans didn't read the Mueller report. They're lazy. Oh, wait a minute. Also, they're afraid of what's in it. If I don't know what's in it, I got my eye. They are like an ostrich that puts their head in the ground. I can't see nothing. My head's in the ground. I can't see nothing. This is what Republicans are. Back in the old days, they weren't like that. They are like that now. They have enabled this sick mofo to keep harming our country. People are dying. Trump is getting our allies. Understand this. Our allies that we have been with for years killed. And Putin is now moved in. How about the stupid wall that Trump wants to put alligators in? And he wants to have alligators. He goes, oh no, I didn't say it. I didn't say alligators and snake and a mole. No. Yeah, he did because they had to go get prices on it. Here's the other funny thing. Let's go with the alternative world. Trump didn't say it. Well, how about this? Did you see him on the news saying the wall is so hot you can't touch it? Did you see that? He said the wall is super hot. You can't touch it. You can't touch it. So you can't climb it because it's too hot. Now think about that. He absolutely 100% said he needed alligators and snake. If the wall is unstoppable, I mean, it stops people. Why do you need a moat? Why do you need alligators? There's the logic. Because the wall doesn't stop people. When people are hungry and starving and they're running away from people shooting at them, they're going to climb a wall. That's just logical. Here's the logic. When a country is being bombed and you know, like when people are being attacked, they leave where they live. They go someplace that's not being shot up and their kids are not dying. And they're looking for asylum. Asylum is to help people that are in danger. Why did Melania come here? She wasn't in danger. She just wanted more money. Why does Trump's mom come to the United States? Now, understand what I said. The alternative world that Trump lives in, I don't live in. Melania is an immigrant. Trump's other wife was an immigrant. Now, understand, immigrant, and I'm going to help you again. Trump's mom was an immigrant. Why do immigrants come to the United States? Because it's better than where they live. That's logic, people. Trump 100% is a bad person. Never been decent. He don't have a decent bone in his body. Now, he always attacking Obama. Obama has been president for a couple years, but Trump can't get Obama out of his head. You know why? Because Dumpy, Donald J. Trump, the Dumpy, the fake baby bone spur, lying piece of garbage, says things about Obama all the time. Obama did it. Obama, Obama, Obama. You know why? Because Trump can't even compete with President Barack Obama. You could take one hair off of President Barack Obama and Trump couldn't even match that. Not Obama's pinky, no, a little strand of hair. Obama in 8 years never had people thrown in prison that were working for him and stuff. Trump sucks pond water. How about before Donald J. Trump, here's another alternative universe that Trump wants us all to live in. How about Trump University? You guys know about Trump University. It failed before he became president. Donald J. Trump had to pay back $25 million to students because it wasn't a university. In 2004 to 2005, in a year. Now just think about that. It wasn't a university. How about when Trump says he has the best words and he insults people all the time? It's crazy that this child is running the government with nuclear weapons. How about when Trump said on a hot mic, before he became president, he said he could grab a woman by the P word without permission. Just think about that. And how did he get out of that when he was trying to become president? He said, and people bought this also, which is insane how much fake news Trump gets to throw out there and people buy it. They just suck it in like it's magic words. Fake news. He said he could grab a woman by the P word without permission because, oh, that was locker room talk. And women that are religious bought it. And the Trumpers bought it because, you know why? Because they talk like that. You know what Trump did? He threw all the men in the world in one category, saying all men talk like this, and that's a lie. I've been in locker rooms. Men don't talk like that. They don't. Here's the fact. Most men are afraid to ask a woman out. Trump is a sick mofo. There's no gray. He's not decent. He loves Putin. That's a murdering killer. He loves Kim. Oh, how about, here's the alternative world again. Kim Jong-un. We fell in love. Now, you understand this fake person, the fake genius, the fake superior person, the fake news that he throws out all the time, his alternative world I do not live in. I'm never going to live there. And the Republicans, we need to remove every single one of them. They have allowed this sick thing to keep going on. The Mueller report should have removed them, And Robert Mueller knew. Now, Mueller is a Republican. And Trump tried to get him fired, but the Republicans kept Robert Mueller in. But they didn't read the report. They didn't go for articles of impeachment. And there's 10 articles of impeachment in the Mueller report. And obstruction, obstruction, obstruction in the Mueller report. And 100 redactions in the Mueller report because of ongoing investigations. I don't live in the alternative universe that Trump wants me to live in. It's insane that Trump gets to make fake news up 24/7. Do you know where the fake news come from? I'm going to help you children out there, you Trumpers. Fake news came from Putin. How do I know? Because Putin did fake news and took over the news media. Putin did the thing called fake news first. He taught Trump. When 100%, Putin taught Trump. And if we could see everything in the Mueller report, we would know it. And if Mueller could get more information, we would know it. Trump was lifting sanctions on Putin that Obama put in place when Trump, here's fake news that Trump does in his alternative world that he wants me to live in. I'm the toughest on Russia, ask Putin. Well, that's a lie. You were removing sanctions. You lie 24/7. You're a lying piece of garbage, ask Putin. And he asked for help from Putin again to win the 2020. Why does Trump need help to win the election? Because he's a cheater and he knows he can't win not unless he cheats. Let me help you out. When I play a game of chess, you cheat. I know you're cheating. You can't win on your own merit. Trump can't win on his own merit because he's worth nothing. Can't see Trump's taxes because he's not worth millions or billions. He got money from Putin that's worth billion. How did Putin get money? Stole from Russia. Stole from his people. Stole from oligarchs that he left in control, and then he gets them killed. Putin's a dictator. I know what Trump say about Putin. Oh, he's very strong and powerful. Putin is not strong and powerful. He's a balloon. He's a half a balloon of Trump. They're both balloon people. You see Putin running around with his shirt off. He looks like a balloon. That is not a man of muscles. That's fat. Call it what it is. He's fat. Here, how about this? When you watch Putin do judo, he sucks. He does not know how to randori worth a damn. Picks his feet up too much. They're both cheaters and liars. They're not decent or anything. Here's the thing. The fake news is Trump. Trump is fake. Putin is fake. You got fake presidents that think they're tough and powerful. Who's that? Oh, Kim Jong-un. He's fake. Murders people. Putin, he murders people. Trump is getting people murdered all the time with his KKK. Oh, why does KKK love Trumpy Dumpy? Because Trump's father was KKK, got arrested. No gray. Go look stuff up. How about the alt-right, the neo-Nazi, the white nationalists all went together and took off their masks? Think about this logically. Why did those crazy, sick people take off their masks when years ago they couldn't take their mask off because they were afraid of being seen? But not this time. They took their mask off. The KKK, the alt-right, the neo-Nazis and white nationalists, those are not white people. Those are sick, stupid people. They're not white. They're stupid and sick. How do I know? I am a pissed off white American. I'm a pissed off white man. I'm pissed off. They're the weakest, childish people you ever did see. They need to be in a group to be strong. They need a car to kill Heather Heyer. Oh, there's violence on both sides. That's what Trumpy said. No, there's murdering going on Trumper's side. When Donald J. Trump, here's more fact, here's Trump's alternative world. Oh, there were 33 million illegal voters. He just makes bullshit up and people buy it. Trump has been fact-checked. He has 13,000 lies since he's been in president. 13,000. Do you understand what that number is, right? 13,000 lies. He lies so many times a day, it's insane. He'll say one thing. How does it go? Oh, here's the alternative world that Trump lives in and people want to live in it. They don't think he did 13,000 lies. Well, hey, let me show you a simple one. When Trump got a letter from Kim Jong-un on TV, you can watch it. Trump said, oh, he gave me a beautiful letter. It was a really nice, beautiful letter. 5 minutes later, someone asked, well, what did it say? I don't know. I haven't read it. Understand, he said one thing and then turned around and something else. He's going to release his taxes. No, he's not. He's working. Here's a better one. He's working for free. Trump didn't work for free. He made $50 million at Mar-a-Lago because he raised his golf course fee from $100,000 to $200,000. 500 people go there. He made $50 million becoming president. There, I don't live in the alternative world. Trump wants me to live in it. I don't live in it. He's not working for free. He made $50 million becoming president. And then another year went around, he made another 50. He has made $100 million being president. Off his one one property alone, I'm talking about. Mar-a-Lago, the golf course, where rich people paid the man $100,000 per person per year. I'm not making garbage up. This is fact. Trump didn't add anything, but what did the rich people pay for? The tax cut. Not all rich people are like Trump, but a lot of them are because they do what he does. They steal. They can't get enough money to fill that hole in their heart because they got no heart. They're criminals. Putin's a criminal. Trump's a criminal. How about when Trump says, oh, we couldn't say Merry Christmas? What was he talking about? I've always been able to say Merry Christmas. He makes garbage up and people buy it. It's how about something simple with the science, climate change? You know what Trumpy Dumpy said? That child, Pinocchio. Trumpy Dumpy said, oh, the windmills will give you cancer. The noise, can you believe it? Woo, woo, woo. Can you believe it? It gives you cancer. You can watch him on TV saying this. I'm not making this stuff up. Google it and watch the way the man talks. He lives in an alternative world and people buy his alternative world. Windmills calls it. Here's the other thing. Climate change. You know where climate change come from? Trump said, climate change come from China. China did it. That's what Trump said. But you know, out of the Paris climate change, do you know how many people pulled out of the Paris climate change? There's only 197 countries joined. Only one country pulled out, and that was Trumpy Dumpy. But mayors and everything else are still sticking to it. Trump is the one that pulled out. He's the child. Because, like, when someone says climate change isn't real, I'm like, people are really ignorant. Let me help children out there, the Trumpers. 1930 Dust Bowl shows man-made climate change. Do some reading. Get some knowledge. Stop listening to a child. Stop listening to Pinocchio. Stop listening to the alternative universe. 1930 Dust Bowl destroyed 60,000 acres. More than 100,000 acres were affected by it. Just Google the 1930 Dust Bowl and get some knowledge. Stop listening to a child. How about when Trumpy Dumpy said, oh, what we need is more global warming. Because where he was, it was cold. And it shouldn't have been. But here's the problem. That was from a polar vortex split. Scientists have been warning us for years. Stop listening to a child. It's embarrassing how stupid this child is. How about him not paying 1,000 people for 4 weeks. And he said he could do it forever. Republicans finally stopped it. But for 4 weeks, people that need that paycheck from paycheck to paycheck, that's over a month of not getting paid. And then they had to fight to get it. Who got the interest off that 80,000 people not getting paid for an entire month? I guarantee you Trump's got it. How about the alternative world that Trump lives in? He says, oh, when he's talking to police officers, because Trump don't promote violence. Oh, yeah, I believe Trump don't. He's so nice. When he told the police officers, oh, when you put the criminals in the car, hit their head, it's okay. Trump promotes violence 24/7. And then they have to say, oh, Trump was joking. It's always Trump gets to say something and he's joking. He gets to insult people, he's joking. He gets to get people killed, he's joking. It's not him. He gets people thrown in prison. He gets people, oh, I don't know him. He's a coffee boy. I don't know that person. I don't know him. He lives in an alternative world and he wants me to live in it. I don't live in his alternative world. A lot of people do, and it's insane that they live there. The alternative world, it's Donald J. Trump. He's not worth millions. He's not worth billions. He's in debt a billion to Putin. I guarantee you that. Here you go. Here, if you live in an alternative world, I'm God because I said so. Trump's not God because I'm God. Trust me, believe me, he's an idiot. I'm God. He's not. Trust me, believe me. I'm God. He's not. Now see how stupid that sounds? I'm God. He's not. But people buy he's God. He's God-like. He's the chosen one. Is that God? Chosen one, right? He's a clown. He's an embarrassment to the human race. He's the hardest on Putin. That was a lie. That's alternative world. He don't insult people. That's a lie. He has more respect for women. That's a lie. If he had respect for women, he wouldn't have three wives that he slept around on. All three of them. Karen McDougal, 150,000. Stormy Daniels, 130. Michael Cohen's in prison over it. He paid porn stars and off in Playboys before he became president. He was sleeping around. And you know what? He paid those two. There's more women out there. It's not just a one-time deal. He slept around on all of his wives. That's what he does. I don't care he sleeps around. I care about what he's doing to my country. It's up to his wives to divorce him. But here's the thing. I care that he lied, cheat, and steal and get people thrown in prison for doing it because he went for president. He's not a president. He's an embarrassment to the human race. He's an absolute embarrassment. And people like an embarrassment. That's insane. John McCain was a Republican, and Trump dishonored a prisoner of war after the man was dead. Trump, because like when prisoner of war died, as respect. Doesn't matter whether you're Democrat or Republican. Respect. You lower the flag to half mast. Trump raised it. Just think about that. He didn't even show a prisoner of war, a man that was tortured for 5 years. Shot down a plane, was tortured. People out there don't know what torture is until you go starving. For 5 years, beaten and tortured, broken legs. He couldn't walk correctly. Go study who John McCain was. Trump dishonored a dead man, someone that protected us. Here's the other alternative world that Trumpers live in. Donald J. Trump said he's smarter than the generals. Not one general. No, he's smarter than generals. Man has never served, not in 100 years, not one Trumper has ever went to war. Let me help you out. My father was 22 years Marine Corps. I have more than 10 uncles that served in the military. Let me help you out. I'm named Clemens after my dad's brother that died in the war. Richard Clement Kunkel died in the war, and I'm named after my dad's brother that died in the war. I am Clemens Leon Kunkel. Trump is an embarrassment to the human race. Yeah, I'm not a balloon boy. Yeah, I do study. I'm not stupid like Trump. I'm not ignorant like Trump. I don't live in the alternative universe that garbage wants me to live in. He's a Pinocchio, 24/7. There's nothing, he has never done anything decent. How about Trump's, not the university, Trump's, oh my goodness, what's the name of it? I should have wrote this down. Charity. Donald J. Trump's charity was closed. They can't have a charity for 10 years. You know why? Because they were stealing from the charity too. Trump has too much power. Think about that. He stole from charities that he got set up. He's nothing but a crook and a criminal. He knows the best people. No, he knows the worst crooks. He knows crooks and criminals that threaten you, hit you with a car, hang you with a rope, shoot you with a gun. He knows sick people. He don't know decent people. He tries to stop decent people from talking. He is an embarrassment. He's a piece of garbage. The fake person is the fake president. I don't even want to call him a president. He's fake. That's not a president. That's fake. Fake news is Donald J. Trump. He's a fake baby bone spur. He never had bone spurs. He's played in college. Oh, don't see college. Don't find out I played in college. Don't see my school report cards because I may not be a genius. He's not a genius. He's an idiot. He cries wolf 24/7. Deep state. Fox News loves Trump. But if you look at everybody else, no, they don't. They go by facts. Shepard Smith was almost the only one on Fox that told the truth, and he quit. After 20-some years, he's like, I'm out of here. He resigned. Shepard Smith, 20 years working for Fox, quit. I guess he's tired of the fake news because Shepard Smith was the only one that told the truth. Trump didn't want Shepard Smith there because he always got slam dunked by Shepard Smith because Shepard Smith would go find the truth and tell the truth. That's what news people do. Not the fake news of Fox anymore. Shepard Smith was the only one that told the truth. He always corrected Trump on his lies. Fox is not news. It's fake news. Trump is fake. He's not a president. He's an embarrassment. He's a disgrace to the human race. And here's the problem. He is destroying our allies around the world. Our word is becoming garbage. He is destroying the United States. He's taking us down. Only rich, it's going to become like Russia if we don't remove him. Russia's people starving because Putin takes their money. What did Trump do to us? Same thing. Trump works with dictators around the world and gets paid millions because they got millions and he only cares about money. Melania only cares about money. That's all she cares about. Trumper women only cared about the money. Trump is a disgrace to the human race. The women that go out with him are a disgrace to the human race. To the women. All women aren't like them. All white men aren't like Trump. Trump is a disease, a cancer, a disgrace. All Republicans aren't like Trump, but Trump has turned all the ones that were hiding where you can see what they are. They're a disgrace. They put children in dog cages looking for asylum. They kidnap children. You can't get any sicker than that. And that should have removed that sick mofo. Donald J. Trump is a disgrace to the human race. no gray. I don't live in the alternative world that they want me to live in. I will do, let me help you out. I'm 62, I'm not a balloon boy. I'm 62 and I'm not chunky dunky wonky. I study, I wrote books. I got 4 books out. I wrote them, I designed them, I put them together. I think people should be better, not a piece of garbage. Donald J. Trump does not represent white people. He represents a disgrace. He represents the KKK, the alt-right, the neo-Nazi, the white nationalists. Those people are not white. They're sick. I don't live in their alternative world. They get to threaten us with guns. That's stupid. My entire family's got guns. Don't threaten us with guns. You'll lose. You lost the Civil War, you ding-dong. There's more immigrants in the United States now than there ever been. Wake your dumb, stupid self up. Trump is a disease and a disgrace. Why would religious people follow this piece of garbage is beyond me. I'm not religious, but criminally, if you're religious, you're supposed to have more moral values than me. And you got zero. Because you like this piece of garbage. That put children in dog cages. Kidnap children from their parents that need love and compassion. You don't do it. It's sick. I don't live in the alternative world of Donald J. Trump and the Republicans. I voted Republican and Democrat. I don't vote by party. I vote for who I think can run my country. There's no way in hell that I would ever vote for Trump because it was a piece of garbage when he was running. He's Putin's puppet, 100%. And you can see it every day if you're looking. Oh, that's right. Don't look at the Mueller report. Oh, that's right. Don't see what Trump does. Just listen to what he says. You people aren't even looking at the TV. He's an embarrassment. He don't have the best words. He's got stupid words. He's not a genius. He's stupid. You put it, do it. Here's the funny thing. Everybody take a damn weighing scale and say, oh, you're 239 pounds. Here you go. Get on it and prove it. He won't get on it. Everybody take a damn scale and ask Donald J. Trump to get on it. He won't get on it. Why? Because he lies. He's a genius. Let's have a genius talk to him. Let's have me talk to him. I'm not a genius, but I can slam dunk him. He knows nothing about science. Trumpers are clueless about science. They have no knowledge. They're afraid of science. It's embarrassing. It's flat out embarrassment. So anyway, this is Clemens Leon Kunkel. I'm going to end it. I don't live in the alternative world, and you should not either. You should get out and speak out because Trump is destroying the United States and he's destroying people's lives, people that we have protected. Our allies are in danger, and it's because of Donald J. Trump and Republicans that we must remove them. Every one of them cannot stay in. They have to be removed. They don't care about health care. They don't care about our taxes. Taxes are to pay for roads and infrastructure. Donald J. Trump did not help us in the economy. Why? We had 3 friggin' hurricanes that destroyed homes, property. They're still fixing land and home. It's been years. Roads are being rebuilt, done. The hurricane gave us more work to do. Donald J. Trump didn't do it. Oh, maybe he did because he's godlike and he brought the storms in to destroy us. Storms are going to get worse. Man-made climate change is dangerous as hell. Don't know it? Get my book on Amazon. I make it simple for even Republicans to understand. And I do podcasts on man-made climate change. It's on these podcasts. If you're listening to the podcast, listen a couple more. I'm not a child. He's a child. But I am 100% pissed off. And I want to have a contest. I want to go against a Trumper Dumper. I think we should get on Fox News. Let's get on the Fox News and let's have 20 different contests. They pick 10, I pick 10. I say that on most of my podcasts. I am Clemens Leon Kunkel. Let's rumble. Let's show the world what a Trumper is. Let's show them what a white man is. Me. Come on. There's got to be a Trumper out there that wants to come against me. Yeah, I ain't no balloon boy. Let's do something simple. We'll have a game of chess. Let's see how smart you are. You probably play checkers. Okay, we can do a child's game if you want. You pick 10 different contests. I pick 10. But here you go. One of my contests is game of chess. And you have to break concrete block with your bare hand. Because that's what I do. Get in the ring with me. Check out my YouTube video. Clemens Kunkel. I'm on YouTube. Find out what a white man can do. Not a fake baby bone spur lover. You guys have a good one? Check out my other books. I got a kid's book out. Mystical Truth Tales. I got Dream Your Dream out also. And I got CDs. I did self-publishing. And I got more books going out. You guys take care. And I hope to hear from you. And come on, let's make a difference, everybody. Speak out. Make a difference. Don't let this sickness keep growing. All right, take care.